When the Torah introduces the command to weave and create the special Big Day Kahuna, the clothing that will be worn by Kohanim generally and the Kohen Gadol specifically when they perform their service in the Mishkan, we are told in the beginning of Perek Chav Chet, first in Pasuk Bet, Vasisa Big Day Kodesh L'Aharon Achicha L'Chavod Ulusifaris. Moshe is told that you need to make these clothing, and for what purpose? L'Chavod Ulusifaris, in order to be for glory and for splendor. They should be beautiful, they should be elegant, they should be dignified. However, in the very next Pasuk, in Pasuk Gimel, when the artisans, the Chachmei Lev, are instructed to, and specifically how to make and weave these specific garments, there the Torah tells us, V'yata tedaber el kol chachmei lev, what? V'asu es bigdei aharon l'kadsho l'chahanoli. When the artisans are to be instructed, it's the reference to the honor and the beauty and the dignity of the clothing, that is not mentioned. Rather, a different purpose is communicated, and that is l'kadsho l'chahanoli, to sanctify and to serve Hashem. There's a role of Kedusha, of Lakadsho. That's the purpose of the Begadim. In the Sefer Penine Das, which is a collection of thoughts on the weekly Parsha from Rav Elia Meir Bloch, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Tells, who is also a profound thinker and a leading Musar thinker. So he asks the obvious question, which is, why the shift in focus? Why does the Torah emphasize the appearance of the garments, L'chavur ul'sifares, when speaking to Moshe, but stress their ultimate purpose and functionality when speaking to the artisans, when giving instructions to the Chachmei Lev? Why two different foci, and why is the transition and the change, whether it's Moshe or the artisans who are being spoken to? So in order to share and introduce the answer that Rav Bloch offers, I'll just give as a kind of introduction by way of analogy. Whenever you have some great invention, technological invention, it could be a car, it could be the iPhone, there are really ultimately two components to that. First and foremost, and primary, is the function. Whether it's of the phone or of the car, you need brilliant engineers who spend enormous amounts of time, you know, thinking on every little detail that's kind of, you know, in the background of this machine, in order to make this machine or the device work exactly and perfectly towards its intended goal and purpose. But at the same time, even if you accomplish that, as hard as that would be, you could do that in a very clunky, unattractive, or even ugly way. But then who would want it? Who would buy it? And therefore you have a whole second group of people, usually, who focus not on the function, but on the design, that it should look elegant, that it should be beautiful, sporty, whatever look you're going for. It's not enough just to have the function. There's also the appearance and the design. With that background in mind, Rav Bloch says that in a somewhat similar way, l'havdil, both components were necessary for the Big Day Kahuna as well. But he explains in a very important and subtle way the difference between them. On the one hand, in terms of function, just like the Mishkan itself, whose ultimate function was to serve as a vehicle for Hashras Hashchina, for bringing down Hashem's presence more manifestly and more intensively in this world, not that we can fully understand that on a human level, but nevertheless, that is the goal as best we can understand it, that the Mishkan is to bring down Hashem's Shechina and presence. So too, says Rav Bloch, that is also the ultimate purpose of the Big Day Kahuna. The Kohanim work in the Mishkan. It's their job to service and work in the Mishkan to bring down the Shechina. And they can only do that work when they are wearing the proper garments, the proper clothing, the Big Day Kahuna. As the Gemara itself says, Bizman Shebigdehen Aleim Kedushasan Aleim, the Kohanim are only fully operational and fully sanctified to work in the Mishkan when they're wearing their clothing. That being said, explains Rav Bloch, to achieve this purpose, the begadim, the garments, needed to be made exactly and perfectly according to Hashem's specifications, always keeping that ultimate goal in mind. To serve their intended function, it doesn't matter how they look, how beautiful or not they are, but they need to be done exactly the way Hashem, who's the ultimate engineer in the sky, as it were, has designed them to work perfectly by his design. Do we understand exactly why, for the purposes of Hashem's ultimate goal of bringing his presence down, the begadim needed to be this way or that way? No, on a human level, we don't understand that. But we assume that the great engineer in the sky, the one who's designing this machine, so to speak, in this process, he understands what needs to go into it, how it needs to work in order to achieve its purpose. That is the goal of L'Kodsho U'L'Chahano Li. And therefore, that is important that the garments be made exactly keeping with the engineer, so to speak, Hashem's directions for their function to serve and the Kedusha to be obtained. And that would be enough. However, Hashem understood that ultimately it's not that simple. Because the clothing, if they were too modest, even though they might work, but it would be ultimately a failure. Why? They had to be beautiful and dignified. Because the appearance of the Begadim may not have mattered for the spiritual ultimate reality, but they certainly mattered for the human reality. It wouldn't make a difference to Hashem what the Begadim looked like, how pretty they were, but it certainly would make a difference to the Kohanim because, says Rav Blach, they were the ones who had to wear and work in these garments. And human nature is such that we take far more seriously those things which are associated with special and beautiful clothing. To ensure that the Kohanim would consistently and constantly recognize the significance of their avoda, it was necessary for them to wear elegant and dignified clothing. And therefore, explains Rav Blach, we had two goals. There's the functionality, to bring down the Shekhinah, but the need for the design to be beautiful and elegant so that the Kohanim would truly take their work seriously. Therefore, says Rav Blach, in the second Pasuk, when it's telling the artisans what to do, no mention is made of the beauty, because that's not necessary for them. On the contrary, they need to be focused 100% on the inner and inherent Kedusha and the purpose of the Begadim. The instructions given to the artisans, therefore, who would actually weave the Begadim, needed to only relate to their spiritual function. L'kacho l'chanuli. However, the first pasuk, when Moshe is commanded, he needed to know what the ultimate purpose and goal is, the bigger picture and the other objectives. Moshe, who would then communicate with Aaron and his children and the Kohanim, he needed to understand and stress their appearance so that he, and therefore they, would appreciate the importance of this, l'chavod u'lesifaris.